From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States welcomes the release of 10 sailors. The release came Wednesday, a day after two boats and their crews entered Iranian waters and were detained. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said resolution of the incident was a success for diplomacy.
This kind of issue was able to be peacefully resolved and efficiently resolved, and that is a testament to the critical role that diplomacy plays in keeping our country safe, secure, and strong.
American authorities are still unsure of the circumstances surrounding the crew's detention. Pentagon Chief Ash Carter has spelled out U.S. strategy for retaking the Iraqi city of Mosul and Raqqa in Syria, cities he calls Islamic State's two power centers. Carter spoke to troops from the 101st Airborne Division in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, men and women who will soon be deployed to Iraq to help train Iraqi and Kurdish forces in defeating militants. Carter said he envisions sending Iraqi forces from the south and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters from the north to surround Mosul and cut it off. Turkish authorities say five suspects have been arrested in connection with the recent suicide bombing that killed 10 German tourists and wounded 15 other people. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said police arrested four more suspects Wednesday, adding that the Islamic State's links to the attack had been confirmed. Turkish authorities are identifying the bomber as an immigrant affiliated with the Islamic State group. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon on Wednesday. There has been no official claim of responsibility. This is VOA News.